Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
We will now listen to Pee Wee Russell music as part of the Pee Wee Russell Edmund Hall program. Pee Wee is mostly associated with the Condon Gang era in the 40s until 1950, when he became seriously ill. He had played with Bud Freeman, Muggsy Spanier, Ernie Caceres, and other members of the Condon Gang. During the same time, until 1950, Edmund Hall played with the Zudi Singleton Trio and the Joe Sullivan Red Allen Sextet, until he joined Teddy Wilson from 1941 to 1944, and his own sextet played often at Cafe Society. Pee Wee, after recovering from ill health, supported financially and personally by Louis Armstrong, rejoined the Condon Gang after playing in his own club in Denver, Colorado. While Pee Wee was grateful for Louis Armstrong's help, Edmund replaced Barney Bigard in the Louis Armstrong All-Stars in 1955, and between 1950 and 55, he was a regular part of the Condon Gang, just as Pee Wee was performing with them at the same time. In other words, they both played in the Condon Band. We turn now to the music of Pee Wee Russell, and I'm starting with a rare label, the Manhattan label, sold exclusively at Nick's, the famous jazz club on 7th Avenue in the Village in New York City. The band is called Nick Presents His Dixieland Jazz Band under the direction of Pee Wee Russell. It was recorded on March 2, 1945 in New York. The band consisted of Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Lou McGarity on trombone, Pee Wee Russell, of course, on clarinet and leader, Gene Schroeder on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and Joe Grusso on drums. We will hear, in this order, Indiana, I Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll, that's the Morton song, Clarinet Marmalade, Mama's in the Groove, Fidgety Feet, and My Honey's Loving Arm. I hope you've enjoyed that music ending with My Honey's Loving Arms. And we now go to more music, this time by P.B. Russell's Jazz Ensemble. He again has Muggsy Spanier on cornet, but Vic Dickinson has replaced Lou McGarity on trombone. P.B. Russell is, of course, the leader and is on clarinet, Cliff Jackson on piano, Francis Palmer on bass on the first three numbers, and Bob Casey on bass on the last three numbers, and the same drummer as the previous set, Joe Grosso, on drums. The baritone saxophone player, who you heard, I believe to be Ernie Caceres. And there will be two vocals. Cliff Jackson will be on vocal on Rosie, and yes, Pee Wee Russell on vocal on Take Me Back to the Land of Jazz, recorded in New York on May 27, 1946. We're going to hear six obscure songs. You don't usually hear these songs on any show that I know of. They're called Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, Muskogee Blues, Rosie, Take Me Back to the Land of Jazz, I'd Climb the Highest Mountain, and Red Hot Mama.
it, Rosie, for me. Sweet Rosie, won't you please marry me? So why be just a model for life when you make a model wife? You like a posy. I once picked in the wood. Sweet Rosie, I'm a good judge of good. Tell a boss that he won't need you no more. Rosie, come marry me.
Hands. I want to step to a food that's full of ginger and pep. Pick them up, lay them down, teach them to do the razzmatazz. Let me give you fair warning, I won't be home until morning. Everybody's full of jazz, boy, in the loving land of jazz, in that loving land of jazz.
You've just heard a continuous number of unusual songs. Well, Pee-wee eventually played compositions by great modern artists, such as Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, and Ornette Coleman. In other words, I'm asking you not to pigeonhole Pee-wee Russell. By the way, in addition to his musical talent, he was a gifted painter. Pee-wee Russell died in Alexandria, Virginia, on February 15, 1969. Going back to Edmund Hall, he toured with Armstrong for 3 years and then moved to Ghana with his wife. On his return to the United States, he toured both here and in Europe and played many jazz festivals. Edmund Hall died in Boston on February 11, 1967, almost exactly 2 years before Pee-wee Russell. I don't know any musician playing with such daring intuition as Pee-wee Russell, while soulful Edmund Hall has a unique and distinctive sound, which I will always cherish. After hearing those two performers, you will be able to recognize them without anybody telling you who's performing on the labels that you're listening to. The combined program on Russell and Hall leads me to remind you that two books have been written on Pee-wee Russell by Robert Hilbert, and Manfred Selchow wrote a book, Profoundly Blue, a biodiscographical scrapbook on Edmund Hall that I can recommend. This is Eric Offner. The program is Eric's Sound of Jazz, and you can reach me at eoffner@optonline.net. That's eoffner@optonline.net and at 516-627-4468. You have just heard Blue Horizon, the theme of Eric's Sound of Jazz. This is part of a series of programs on reed instruments, and today we're going to listen to my favorite clarinetist and soprano saxophone player, Sidney Bechet. Blue Horizon is an improvisation. Sidney was very inspired, and so while he's listed as the composer, which he is, he simply played an improvisational blues at the Blue Note Studio. Bechet actually composed many numbers, and he has played with all the great jazz musicians, starting with Louis Armstrong. Just heard at a Georgia camp meeting. This is Eric Offner. The program is Eric's Sound of Jazz, and we're featuring the wizard of jazz, the great Sidney Bechet. What I will try to do for this hour is to reflect on the fact that while Bechet is not widely known in the United States, he's well known in other countries. In France, a street is named after him. A metro underground station is named after him. A Bechet stamp was recently issued. And some of you may have seen that beautiful monument of Bechet in Juan-les-Pins, erected after he died. Parenthetically, I should say that New Orleans also has that same monument opposite Louis Armstrong.
Thank you. just heard Sister Kate and Fidgety Feet, both with Wild Bill Davison on cornet. You can't miss him. He's unique. And on Sister Kate, we have Sidney Bechet on soprano, Art Hodes on piano, Walter Page on bass, and Freddie Moore on drums. Wild Bill and Sidney play with Ray Deal, Art Hodes, Walter Page, and Slick Jones on drums, playing Fidgety Feet. We have been talking about Sidney Bechet's notoriety in France. Other activities include numerous films made in France. In England, BBC has a wonderful documentary of his life, and the English musician John Chilton wrote a wonderful biography called Wizard of Jazz. This program is called Wizard of Jazz, Sidney Bechet. That book was published by Oxford University Press in 1987. There is another book that I would like to alert you to, and that is Sidney's autobiography, Treat It Gentle. That was first published in 1960, a year after he died, by a Farren, Strauss, and Giraud publisher, reprinted twice by DiCapo Press.